What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia Social Podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Joining me is K Likes Everything. How you doing today?
Good. I missed you guys last week.
Yeah, I definitely missed you guys. Happy New Year. Also joining me is Shadow the Hedgehog.
Filthy creatures from my sight.
Oh my god.
I don't think anyone's gonna be able to hear.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Joining me today is Shadow the Hedgehog, voiced by As Told by Zoe. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm horrible.
I hope the podcast picks us up.
I know. I hope it picks up audio. Just blast
boost,
it.
Just boost my microphone.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so I don't even know. This might just end up being like a clip or whatever, but
yeah.
If you can see by the three of us right now, today we're talking about the Sonic movies and giving our review on them. So,
and I'll tell you right now, mine is the best one.
Oh my God. Not wrong. You're not wrong, Shadow. I agree with you.
Okay. Zoe, do you want to come Speechless. Back in the frame so we can talk right now?
Chaos control.
I cannot.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, man. Okay. Now I feel like I have to put that on YouTube now. I have to put like this episode on YouTube because of just that segment alone.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Inspired by the Game Grumps.
Oh, that was funny.
Chaos control.
Okay, so again,
my hair's
today we're talking Sonic 3 and the reviews that we each share when it comes to these movies and kind of our overall thoughts. Do you guys want to go movie by movie, or do you guys want to go like, I don't know, like just kind
of
talk about
overall
thoughts?
I feel like
we
should go movie by movie.
Okay. That works. So before we go movie by movie, Zoe, give me your, without spoiling anything and going into too much detail, give me your overall thoughts as you toast your Sonic cup to the camera.
It's an interesting, as someone who is both a cinephile and an OG Sonic kid, because I grew up with a Dreamcast and Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. It's interesting to see how these movies progress, both in the sense of like Hollywood and game lore, because the first movie is very much your typical James Marsden is friends with a cartoon character movie, because that has happened before.
Okay.
And then the second one, they introduce Tails and Knuckles and different planets, and it's kind of like, okay, I can see where they're getting some of this. And then the third one has a lot of shit that has to do with the games. Even though if it's just like their version of it, it's still like, again, we'll talk about it. It's just, it's interesting to see how the directors, the writers, the producers are like, I get, for lack of a better word, pandering. I know that sounds bad, but it's like, oh, the fans are going to like this, so we should do it. And for a movie like this, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's completely, which is why I don't like the word pandering.
It has a negative connotation.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because Kayla and your brother Sam were with me in the theater watching three. I pogged so many times.
He did. It was beautiful. You saw like the child like pop out. It was adorable.
Oh yeah. My gosh. So again, for this kind of movie, I think it's fine. It's just, for the most part, Hollywood takes the wrong ideas from the right places. Like with Inside Out 2. It's a great film. And it's a great film because it's written well and it doesn't talk down to children. But right. What Disney sees is sequel. So they're going to do more. And that's why Toy Story 5 is coming out.
Right. But we can't turn this episode into an Inside Out 2 episode because a couple of our friends just saw it yesterday. And I can't talk about how much that movie means to me. So we're not gonna. But Inside Out 2 successfully reached its audiences the way that it was supposed to. I don't even recognize Toy Story 4 as a movie. I recognize it as a mistake because it ends at Toy Story 3.
Listen,
whatever 5 becomes, I don't have to believe in it. I'll just watch it to see what it's about.
And here's Fair. The thing to tie it back in. Sonic yes. 4 was already announced.
Yes.
And I genuinely think the director, Jeff Fowler, he did like Sonic animations for the video games like way back when. So I genuinely do believe he's a Sonic fan. I just think yeah. that the Paramount is going to be like cash cow.
Your facts. That's really what it's going to come into.
Let's do Sonic 29.
I mean, at there least... are.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's my bad, Kayla. So there are like certain storylines and a lot of different storylines you could take from the games and apply them to the movies. So I feel like you can make not an infinite amount of movies, but like a very decent track
maybe
of movies.
But we don't need Sonic Lost World, the movie.
We don't. We also don't need Sonic Knights, the movie either.
We don't need Sonic Knights.
Oh, man. Kayla, what were we about to say? Sorry.
Well, I was just about to say, like, are we giving spoilers about the third movie here? Or can yes. I just say, okay.
Spoiler alert for spoiler all movies.
Wee woo. I am really excited for Toy Story 4 because my girl Amy is in it. And that got announced in, like,
for
the
after Sonic
credits.
For Sonic 4. Yeah, Toy Story.
Oh, my bad. See, it's stuck in there because I'm still so mad. Sorry. For Sonic 4, Amy's going to be in it. And I love her. And Metal Sonic, which I think is so fun. I don't know if they're going to need one Gorbunglian amount of Sonic movies, but I think that as soon as Jim Carrey is done being Eggman, then they'll stop.
And I want to talk about that when we get to the third movie, because yeah. it came out and said he wants to do another one, which doesn't make sense.
He said he'd be okay with it.
Yeah, he'd be okay with doing another one.
Again, but doesn't make sense if he wants to be a part of it. But we'll get into that in a second. Okay.
Yeah.
So, as far as go, Kayla, I know you got your
2 seconds.
Yes.
Right now, what I realize, Andre's hair is giving Sonic like the little spikies, and it's you have to fix your hair like Shadow. I sent him a video of like when Shadow is idle. I didn't realize this. He fixes his spikes. He's so baby girl.
Shadow fixes his spikes. And I think my headcanon is because his quills go up, but they don't do that naturally. So he's right. differentiating himself
so
from Sonic.
He's trying to.
Your headcanon. Your hedge cannon.
My hedge cannon.
Yes.
Okay. Taylor, start.
Just to give, I guess, my own quick little like overall thoughts on the movies, like as somebody that is also like a fan of the Sonic Adventure games, and Sonic has been a big part of like my childhood. I think it was a cool, entertaining watch, all three of them. I think that was like the biggest thing. I think I wasn't really going in for anything like, you know, a lot of times with certain media and certain IPs and stuff, you kind of go in like hoping it sticks to some sort of source material and that like they do some callbacks or some fan service and stuff like that, or like, or at least tell a good or like be accurate enough as possible. And honestly, you watch the first movie and you're like, okay, well, this is not gonna be anything, not necessarily remotely close. I can't really find the right like words to use that with, but like once you see that it's in a town called Green Hills, and then the other main character, it's like a buddy.
It's a buddy comedy. Cop film. Yeah.
It's a buddy. It's a buddy comedy in the first movie. So you're kind of like, okay, well, honestly, it's not going to be the same movie at all. But my biggest thing, I told this to my brother too, when he asked me about the movies, he was like, it's like, why'd you go see them? I'm like, well, I just kind of wanted to see them. And honestly, I was just hoping that they were just entertaining, and they were. And I think that's like the baseline for the for these types of movies. As long as it's entertaining, I think it'd be just fine. There are some small things that across the three of the movies that I don't particularly like that much that kind of took me out of it, but we'll get to those in a second. Let's start with Sonic 1. All right, the first Sonic. Zoe, give me what do you think?
I'll give my star ratings, my Letterboxd star ratings.
Oh,
also you're so funny. Right. I saw 111 movies last year, and my last movie of the year was Sonic 3. so this one I gave a 3 out of 5, so a 6 out of 10. And if we go by my anime list ratings, I love that my anime list tells you what like the rating means. A 6 is fine. Again, the cinephile in me has issues with it, but the Sonic fan in me does kind of like it. I think, you know, for a kid's movie, you can do way worse.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's very cute because they changed his god-awful design.
Bullying works.
Yes. And, it does. And I had this very interesting theory. The reason why Jim Carrey doesn't look like Eggman, my phone just thought I said Siri. The reason Jim Carrey doesn't look like Eggman is the same reason why Sonic looked so fucking ugly before. They were like not gonna do anything related to the video games. It was a lot of studio meddling. This is what I'm guessing. And they were trying to make it realistic. And so that's why Eggman has worked with the government before. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of retconned it, or not retconned it, they changed their path into like, this is what Eggman was before he was Eggman.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if they had kept the original Sonic design, I think Jim Carrey would have looked like this for all three movies.
Right. I agree with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which,
but thank God they didn't keep
and here's
that
the thing,
scary Sonic.
The OG, the first Eggman design in the movie is like the fit's kind of tough, yeah. but it's not Eggman.
No. Yeah.
No. God, that Sonic is so ugly. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, no, I am so proud of the Sonic community for bullying Paramount into being like, if you make our Sonic look like this, we will refuse to watch it. Point blank, period.
Yeah. You want to know something?
You have to do that.
You want to know something insane? Mm. That Sonic was announced 6 years ago.
It was announced so long ago.
2019.
And do you know what's so fun? Is that Paramount and Sony came out with an ugly sweater for Sonic fans with that Sonic design.
Yeah.
I should have bought it.
We didn't do an ugly Christmas sweater party.
We didn't do an ugly Christmas sweaty. An ugly sweaty party. we didn't do that this year, but if it circulates again, I'll probably get it. The first movie is so... Well, hold on. Let me take it back one step. I agree with Taylor that I came into watching all three of these movies with zero expectations. Unlike you two, I spent, as is most of my childhood, watching my brother play video games because I just like watching video games being played. That's why, and you know, I just watch channels in general. And I played a little bit of like some Sonic games, but I remember mainly watching Sam play. So I didn't ever get into the lore, but I liked the character design. And as I got older, being with the weird art kids, as I always was, I was always around people who would have like the Sonic, I can't speak today. The Sonic fan fiction and a lot of Sonic drawings they would show me and their Sonic sonas. So I was always like, hell yeah, love this art. This is so fun. That story's crazy, but I'm all about it. So I've always enjoyed the designs. And once they fixed him, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch these movies and I'll approach it the same way that I watch any kid's movie as an adult, where it's like, if I can be entertained and the art is good, it's made it. Unless it's absolutely horrible, I'm gonna give it a few good stars. Like how I love like the Trolls movie. The Trolls movie was made for me. The texture in that movie is beautiful.
I think those are better movies. But
they are better
movies. That's a different conversation.
No, I agree with you. They are better movies, but I'm saying it's hitting that vein where
sure.
it's like
yeah.
we are in a movie that can be given to adults and we'll have a good time.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
And the first movie was cute. It was, I paid attention the whole time. I was just excited to see Jim Carrey because he said he was never going to go back to acting. Like he was done. And he saw the script for Sonic and he goes, yeah, I'll come back. And if any movie can do that, it's gotta be worth something.
Right.
Yeah. Cause I love him. And I think he did a phenomenal job in the first movie, even though he's not really the Eggman that we know and love from the video game.
He's still funny.
It was still funny. Jim Carrey is the king of being able to make even a serious character funny.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I love you so much, Jim Carrey. If you're listening.
So I think what's funny is he is, I think, a perfect medium between the Eggman that you see in the games and the Snapcube fandom of Eggman. I think he's like the, I think he's the perfect mix of both because the only thing he was missing was the "I miss my wife" tales. I needed that one line.
His wife being Doctor. What is it? No,
Doctor Stone.
Agent Stone. Yeah. Agent Stone.
Agent Stone. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, Kayla. I'm watching the movie, and I'm like, all three of the movies. We can get to that later. But I'm like, this is nuts. This is insane. There's one. I don't know which movie it is, but he, like, grabs Stone by, like,
the first movie.
The bottom row of his teeth and pulls him in. Yep. And somebody quote-tweeted that clip on Twitter and goes,
"I said this is nuts. I don't know."
This is nuts. And then the quote tweet was, "I don't know what movie this is, but I'm aroused." I was like, oh my God.
And in the third movie, I saw a bunch of Letterboxd reviews. 40 minutes in, Eggman reveals that he's bisexual.
Yeah.
he literally says, "I've also realized I'm not attractive to either or any gender out there."
yeah there. So what I do love is before I even watched the movies, I was getting, because you know the TikTok algorithm knows me, I was getting Eggman and Stone like fanfic like drawings and like clips, and I was like, what's going on over here? And I was dying because the guy who plays Agent Stone was in I think he was at a convention and someone was asking him about like, oh, what do you think about this ship? And he goes, oh yeah, I love toxic old man Yowie. And I was like, so it's canon.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Eggman loves Agent Stone, but Agent Stone is very much in his own relationship.
Agent Stone loves Eggman.
Love.
Yes.
In for love 100%. Forever. Like super love. And oh, I just think that that's the funniest thing they could have put in the franchise.
He literally tells at the fucking third movie, "I can't lose you again."
Yes, it was. No, and when he makes the little latte and draws Eggman's face in it with little hearts. Hello. They were like, it's people who are ignoring him. They're like, they're just best friend buddies.
Hell nah.
I don't think you've ever been in love or ever had a crush on someone, because crushes make you manic like that. Like, I'm so sorry. But yeah, I love what they did with that. I think it's so funny and it's so cute. And Eggman's just being himself.
Yeah.
He's just living. And I know we're going to get to the third movie later, but the fact that he was watching novelas. And he was just like, he was wallowing in like his own pity and watching novelas. I'm like, I have been there, Pookie. Like, don't even worry about it. We all have to sit down and watch our telenovelas together. Like, it's so good.
Okay, but so for me, the first movie is, I mentioned earlier, like it just kind of runs like a buddy comedy.
Yes.
And I think it's an interesting route to go on. I was not when I first like obviously the first movie for Sonic. I wasn't sure how they were going to take that, honestly. Or like what direction they were going to go in as far as like the origin story of Sonic, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it, for what it gave us, it was really good. I almost forgot.
One of my favorite things is that, okay, yes, the first Sonic movie is a buddy movie, but it turns into a father-son movie. Because if you think about it,
yes,
Sonic is a baby. He's a little boy. And in the beginning, he's like, oh, your best friend? Like, your best friend the whole time, and like that's the joke he's trying to make. But no adult man is best friends with a child. And they make it, especially towards like when, you know, when we get Tails and Knuckles later, it becomes like a family thing.
Yeah.
And I love that direction. I'm like, oh my God, Sonic and his two other brothers have been all adopted and they're their parents. Yeah. I love that route so much. And it's so cute.
I think Maddie,
what a good dad.
Maddie says it in the second movie.
Yeah.
That she looks at Tom and she goes, let's go get our kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cute.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I like how the dynamic changes as yes. far as like their relationship on the back half of that first movie.
Yeah.
And it's really funny seeing like Sonic being like a child. We're so used to him being more of like a 20-year-old, I guess, if you want to.
He's like a sassy older teen.
I would say 17.
Yeah, 17, 18 in like the games or whatever.
Yes.
But like you see him as like an actual child, like he's
yes.
He gives funny nicknames to Tom and the rest of the town. Yeah. He has like has this like kind of childlike, you know what I'm saying?
Wonder.
Like basically he kind of just conducts himself as like a child who got to skip school that day and just do a bunch of stuff that he wants to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the vibe I got in that first movie. And then like obviously like they hit you with the uppercut, like, oh yeah, I'm really lonely. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
So I was watching the movie. Yes. I go, like, he looks into Tom and I keep forgetting his wife's name.
Maddie.
He looks into their window on the, like, watching a movie, and he kind of just like, I can't remember if it was them or somebody else, but he like has that weird moment where he, that like moment of dread hits him where he's like, I'm alone. And I go, oh God.
go
ahead.
Real quick, I think a joke that goes over people's head, his favorite movie is called Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, starring Keanu Reeves, which Keanu Reeves is now Shadow. But his favorite movie is Speed.
It's really cute. Now, the other thing is that it was perfect that they casted Ben Schwartz for this because
I don't know if
you guys saw the new DuckTales.
Yes!
But he voices Dewey in DuckTales. Again,
another blue character.
I love that for him.
He's Leonardo in the Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
Another blue character.
He is meant to play blue characters. A lot of people have been using the audio of when in DuckTales they should have been named like Jet, Turbo, and something else. And Dewey is supposed to be Turbo. And they've been doing like little overlays of like, I should have been named Turbo, but it's Sonic. And it's so cute. But he's perfect at playing a character that could be any age, depending on how he's written. So I saw like a lot of just like Dewey from DuckTales as he was voicing Sonic.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. It's a good show. And then you have biggest thing that I hated about the first movie. First off, Maddie's sister, hilarious. She was very funny. Her disdain for Tom and wanting her to divorce him or whatever, right?
Yes.
Fine, whatever. When Tom brings Sonic to Maddie's sister's place. And this is how I know the movie, even though I like the runtime, I feel like the runtime is okay. I feel like they probably wrote this scene to be longer and then just had to cut it and figure some stuff out, because you're telling me, as a black woman or a black person in general, If you see a foreign, somebody walk in the house with a foreign animal, creature, object, etc., you're telling me you're just going to be cool with it?
She wasn't. I know, she had to get tied up. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, but she wasn't.
But, no. I'm talking about Maddie.
Oh.
She, Maddie, she's a vet. Maddie Lily closed the door and goes, and I shit you not, I was like, oh, brother. She closed her eyes. She closed the door and goes, it's like, I hope you know how much I love you because I'm not screaming or freaking out right now. I was like, Maddie, come on. Like, anybody, I know my mom. I know a lot of people in my family. If they see, regardless of their occupation, if they see Sonic, it's not going to be, I'm just going to be super chill about this. It's like, I mean, what the fuck did you just bring in my house?
But she was tall.
I understand that part, but I'm like, they kind of just like make it, they write her in this way to where she's just subtly cool about it, just so we can have the rest of the plot.
The rest of the movie. Yeah. Right. Because we could have gone on a whole different tangent.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they actually have, like, Tom and Maddie have some conflict, and Maddie's niece gives Sonic, they see Maddie's niece give Sonic the shoes, and then it changes her mind, it changes Maddie's mind about, like, Sonic being a part of Tom's life, and they figure it out, much to the dismay of Maddie. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have added that part in,
yeah,
just for a little more conflict. But I feel like they kind of just wrote Maddie as like this, whatever Tom does, I'm cool with it type vibe. And I'm like, that just does it.
Well, I mean, they wrote her like that in the beginning of the movie when she bought two cakes, and just in case he didn't get the job.
Yeah.
She's prepared for anything.
Yeah.
That's what she is.
Fair.
Yeah.
But like,
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. I just, because of the, I think it's just the nature also too, like, of the place they live in this quiet town where nothing happens. I'm like, you're just here telling me that you're just cool with it like that. That's insane.
Right. All right. I do love when he gets his shoes though. I will say that part of the movie, I'm like, oh, wait, that's kind of beautiful.
So he does. Yeah, so his feet don't hurt no more.
His feet don't hurt because he had little wickles in his shoes. Beautiful.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but I think, overall, though, I do give it like I gave it a 3 out of 5, too.
I gave both the first and second movie a 2.5 stars, and I gave the third movie 3.5 stars.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I gave the second one 2.5. I think the second one is the worst one of the three.
And we can segue into that one. Go ahead and
walk in.
That was a great segue.
Run in.
So I think the second one, they turn, like, in the first one, they have Sonic make some references like hee hee ha ha. They turn him into a reference machine in the second movie.
And which they kept up in the third movie.
And it gets it gets annoying. It gets because Sonic is supposed to be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
He is quippy. He's not Spider-Man quippy. He's
a kid who's trying to be Spider-Man quippy.
Immature quippy.
Yes.
But in the movies, he's like, Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's like, it's just a weird.
Yeah, some of them don't really hit.
And it does make sense to the way he's characterized in the movies. Like you said, he's a kid who got to skip school. So he's going to be watching TV all day.
Yeah.
But it just, like, I guess for an older audience, it just doesn't land.
Here's how I take it. In the first movie, he still wasn't needing. He wasn't as bratty or as annoying because he didn't have parents to answer to. And in the second movie, again, I can't speak today. In the second movie, when he does get parents, he's finally, like, I don't know, coming into his own. Mm-hmm. So he's like poking around and he's like, I'm going to try this and this and this and see what happens. So him kind of falling into that character type where it's like, I'm extra annoying because I'm being silly. That makes sense for someone who is getting parents now to poke annoying quips at. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it made sense for me for him to be more annoying in the second.
It makes sense. It does make sense.
It doesn't make him a better character, though.
Correct.
It doesn't improve him being a Sonic.
Yes.
But it makes sense for who he is, especially also now that he gets brothers to also mess around with. Because in the beginning, let me tell you something, the way that he and Tails for like 2 minutes, like he wasn't taking Tails seriously and wasn't like he wasn't really vibing with Tails. And then after their little like dance off, then he's like, that's like my brother. I'm like, oh, that's like when you get a little when you get a sibling and it's an older kid, you know, they're kind of like, oh, I don't want to play with that one because I'm the firstborn here. And then they kind of mesh together because there's someone finally to play with. I'm like, no, this is working out perfectly. It's so yeah. cute. I'm I still going to say. Oh, go,
no,
ahead. Go ahead.
No, no, my fault. Go ahead.
Very quickly, when I was watching the second movie, to this day, I'm going to say I love Tails. Tails is always the character that I picked when I would play Sonic. They made his forehead too big. If you look at all the other drawings, I know it's because the way that they 3D CGI'd him, like that's how they had to get like the little front hairs out.
His eyes are bigger in the video games.
Yeah, in any other franchise, his forehead's smaller and his eyes are bigger. Here, he doesn't have a forehead. He has an 8-head. And I'm like, if you cut that thing in half, he'll be just as beautiful as he was before. Look at him. He's such a beautiful baby. And at the end of the day, I still love him and I still think he's precious. But they made him a little ugly. And that's okay. I love my ugly kids. Take it away, Taylor.
Yeah. I'll say, I wanted to kind of get into the, I guess, the introduction now of Tails and Knuckles.
Yeah.
And I think their introductions were great. I think obviously, like you see Tails at the end of the first movie with like the end credit scene where like you obviously know like it's going to be somewhat the events of Sonic and Tails, I guess. And then obviously with Knuckles coming in, and I think they do a good job of giving Knuckles like a somewhat of a lore accurate introduction,
being the protector of the
chaos, the master emerald.
Yeah,
the Master Emerald, and then Robotnik obviously wanting the Master Emerald. And since Knuckles is not necessarily stupid but just very naive,
it happens in the games.
Yeah, it happens in the games. Like Robotnik kind of uses Knuckles to
my poor baby
get the emerald and like play him off of Sonic, and then obviously Sonic and Knuckles figure out that he's betrayed, and then they go. Yeah.
They didn't give him the line, because at least in almost every other, maybe not every other, but he had Sonic always goes, "You knucklehead," when like it's revealed that Robotnik like fucked with him.
Interesting.
But they didn't give it to him this time.
Yeah, and I do think I like Knuckles' introduction. How I'm always a fan of like when the main character is perceived to be strong, and then we think he's gonna win the fight against this new character, and he gets fucking dusted. Like one of my favorite
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. One of my favorite, like a tangent. One of my favorite instances of that happening is Grimmjow versus Ichigo. Grimmjow.
Ooh.
Beat the brakes off of Ichigo when he first got introduced, and I was as a I can't remember what age I was when I was watching Bleach, but I remember like, oh, this new guy, he looks tough, but like I think Ichigo's got him because Ichigo's been, you know, saying he's been stronger now.
Yeah,
Ichigo had that man spinning like a fucking Grimmjow had Ichigo spinning like a fucking Beyblade. I was like, oh my god,
it's the way that writers take your character down a peg. They do that in One Piece and Naruto, you know, all those big ones. You're like, oh yeah, obviously my main character is super strong. He's gonna beat him without a problem, and he gets
dusted
up, just like swept away. But it makes your character more human, and it's like, oh, you can lose.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Right. And I think when it comes to like a head-to-head fight between Sonic and Knuckles, I don't 100% think that Sonic ever beat him outright in that movie.
No, he didn't.
No, they kept getting interrupted.
Yeah.
They also, I feel, make Knuckles a little weaker and a little dumber than from what I remember from like the WB Kids show. Because I remember I used to watch that too on Saturdays in the morning. And I'm like, Knuckles isn't this dumb?
So,
but
I don't
mind the direction.
Two things.
Yeah.
First, they made him Drax. From Guardians.
Yes.
They did.
Which is funny. I think it's funny.
Like, I think he's adorable.
Yes. Because they do they do make him younger, and there's like the scene where he first meets Eggman. He's like, these robots will not destroy. Oh, they're stairs.
Like, yes, I was like, gonna say that. Like I that. Love that scene. Like, oh, they are stairs.
Yeah, so like cute. Shit like that is funny. But you, Kayla, you haven't been in the trenches.
Oh, no. God.
You were not around for Sonic Boom Knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
No. I remember it existed.
So Sonic Boom, the video game,
see,
was god-awful.
That's
god-awful. And still to this day, I hate all their designs.
Is it worse than the werewolf game?
Look up. The werewolf game is actually pretty fucking good.
It's not
just
that bad.
Okay.
It's just not good on Wii.
It got a bad rap. Yeah, it's not that bad.
I think we had it on Wii.
look up Sonic Boom Rise of Lyric and look at their designs. Look at how they did my boy Knuckles.
You know how I am with designs.
Look at how they did my boy Knuckles.
Oh. I see clips of this one all the time.
So the show is funny. The show is definitely funny.
They made him huge.
But why'd they make him so big? And they made him so stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe they like him stupid.
Well, because, I mean, again, there's funny clips where, like, Sonic is like, Danger's my middle name. And Knuckles is like, I thought your middle name was The. So, like, it plays off well, but he's never that stupid ever again.
Right.
And he shouldn't be, because he's not. He's not that stupid. The thing is, though, it works right now in the Sonic movies because he is a kid and he's still coming into his own.
Yes.
Like, I love when he tells Tails, he's like, I have a steely focus and complex emotions, and that's hard for some people. And I'm like, he's misunderstood.
Yeah, I think Idris Elba does a great job with his voice. And I think the Drax comparison works because of Idris Elba's delivery of his lines.
It also works because children are used to that character type now. That's a popular character type for them to understand.
Yes.
So they can not understand the character better, but I guess associate with the character better.
Like they understand that archetype now.
Yes.
And so they kind of can not necessarily attach Drax to Knuckles, but just kind of like make the correlation.
Yeah.
Right. And go, oh, big, strong guy, sometimes a little dumb. That's funny. Right. I'm buying into it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
What also helps with these movies is that not only is no one phoning it in, they're all giving it like 110%. Have you seen behind the scenes of Idris Elba doing the voice?
With the knuckle gloves?
He's wearing like I love Idris Elba. I think he's a great actor. And
I think he's so precious.
He's been a voice actor before. He was in Zootopia. He was the fucking police chief.
Amen.
Like, I'm so glad that he feels this way. I just don't understand why he's so obsessed with being Knuckles. It's so funny to me.
That's so fun. Like when someone is truly bought into a character, that makes the character better.
I agree.
And I love, like, at the end of the second movie when they're playing baseball and he's like, the base of ball. And he's like, oh, you just play. It's a game. And he's like, oh. And he's like, I have conquered this base. Like, it's so cute. Like, I cannot explain to you guys that the entire last, like, 10 minutes of that movie when they're doing the whole baseball scene and when Knuckles is like, I heard there are sprinkles. I was just staring at the screen like this. I was just like, that's my son. And I will love him forever. It's so cute. And to know that Idris Elba was in a studio saying these things.
Just with the gloves on.
With the gloves on, I could cry. I hope he's at a SuperCon soon. I'll pay money. I'll pay money to hug him and be like, hey, yeah, all your roles, cool.
Yeah.
Knuckles.
Facts. He just, he just, I don't know. He delivers. I think like, to back to y'all's point about, I guess, Knuckles not being as dumb in other iterations. I think this one. And when you bring up Drax, I also bring up Starfire too, because it's a situation where they are
aliens.
Very new to Earth customs.
Yes.
So they literally just don't know. Like, about anything.
The base of Ball is straight out of like
Teen Titans.
The Starfire playbook. Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly.
100%.
The base of Ball. Obviously, I feel like Drax would also say that, but when like just how Starfire, I don't know whose voice actor that is, but she did a good job.
She's also Princess Bubblegum. She's such a good voice. It's Hayden something.
I forget her name, but she is very good. Actually, really small segue away from Sonic for a second and to Teen Titans. My brother and I started rewatching Teen Titans because we need like a comfort show. And we got to the episode, which isn't that far in, but we watched the episode between Starfire and Blackfire. Mm-hmm. I mean, Blackfire, hello, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
What's crazy is that Starfire, when we were watching it, we're like, wait, why is Blackfire not like Starfire at all, in the sense that she also has kind of like the, this is not my first language, or this is like, I guess because she's like older and experienced. But I remember as a child, I thought it was weird too, that I'm like, why does Starfire have all these like, basically speaks like my abuela when she's trying to speak English, but Blackfire doesn't at all. And she's been to a bunch of different planets and knows a bunch of different languages. It's because she's so smart.
Could she hope?
Well. All
right.
That's not where I planned this to go. But, you know, it's kind of like how some characters, like Tails, isn't like that. Like, he doesn't fit into that character type where he's like, oh, well, he's I'm kind of figuring things out. No, but I'm not calling Tails a hoe. I'm just I'm saying, like, I assume Knuckles is older than Tails, and Knuckles is having that like disassociation with Earth, but Tails speaks normally as if he's been there the entire time that Sonic has been there, in the same way that Starfire has an accent, let's call it, and Blackfire is like, I've been here. So I don't know what that character type is.
I don't know either. I can't really put Tails in the context of Blackfire. Not for that reason. I think my interpretation is Tails is more
like Wade from Kim Possible.
Kind of, yeah. Yes. Or just more like open to just not knowing things and just kind of rolling with it. Like Knuckles has this disassociation between, like, he can't put the connections together, if that makes sense. Like, he just doesn't get it, and it's in his mind, or something mentally is like blocking him from getting it.
Yeah.
Tails is like, I don't get it, but like, I guess.
I'm just going to follow your lead. Yeah. Facts. I also think it's because Tails has been basically in this movie world, he's been stalking Sonic for a long time. So he's just kind of, he's learned, I guess, is.
Yes, he has, for sure.
Is how we're going to go about it.
To go back, because I want to give her flowers. Hinden Walsh.
She's
Princess
great.
Bubblegum and Starfire.
Phenomenal voice actor.
And amazing. So many others. She's awesome.
Yeah. She's great.
Okay. Let's get into the... I remember when I was watching Sonic 2, Zoe, you texted me. You said, there's going to come a point in the movie where you go, oh, brother.
When what?
I said, oh, I'm halfway through Sonic 2, and I'm like, there's something kind of off of this movie. And he goes, there's a point in the movie where you're going to just scream, oh, brother. And I got to that point. And it, first off, Shamar Moore, what the fuck is he doing in this movie?
I think that's funny.
What is he doing in the movie?
I think it Shamar Moore but like, being what the fuck in, the is doing in the movie is just funny.
Yeah, fair.
Who?
The hot, bald black guy.
No, wait. I love that side plot. Stupid.
So the side plot is dumb, and it's like kind of funny because they need Tom and Maddie out of the house. I get it, but
hated it though.
But when Sonic and Tails get captured, and then we have 10 to 15 minutes
of
not just. Here's the thing. If it was like of Maddie trying to get them, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Bro, they focus so much on her sister and Shamar Moore.
Yeah.
And there's where she gets out of, she's driving the golf cart and she, and she drifts and she gets out and she shoots the cake. I'm like, yeah. Hey, get back to the fucking movie.
I have a question.
Yes.
How does Shamar Moore get his goatee like that? These are the questions that I want to know. It looks drawn on. It actually looks like permanent marker.
Thing is, he didn't used to look like that. Like, look at his, type in Shamar Moore Criminal Minds. That's what that's how I visualize
genuinely,
him.
Genuinely, like I said, that B plot, I think it's so funny when.
I think it's so silly.
When they're playing volleyball in Hawaii, and then.
Yes.
James Marsden looks, it's like, he's so cool. And it's all his friends like, yeah.
Yeah. So he used to be so hot and his goatee used to look so normal.
I think he looks the same.
Something happened, not with the goatee.
No.
He does not look the same.
Goatee is thicker.
Go look on Google and look at all of his images.
Goatee's thicker. That's what it is.
Go look on Google, look at all of his images and how he used to look normal. And then something has happened.
Shamar Moore.
Are we dealing with a Kanye clone situation?
I don't think so.
No, because this is crazy.
Are you talking about how, his goatee is just very dark now?
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely dying it because he has other photos where there's, you know, the salt and pepper look, which, I mean, Shamar, do not be ashamed. Just like, just let it happen.
I just saw a picture of him on Criminal Minds. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
He's so good looking, but the straight down square dyed goatee must be stopped. It must be stopped for the good of the people, for the good of the colony, please.
Oh my God.
There is a scene where he's talking to Tom and he flexes. And I'm like, yeah, of course, Shamar Moore is that strong. But James Marsden flexes back. And I'm like, damn, okay.
Yeah.
I can't not double negative. I can't not see the guy from what's the movie with Giselle, who's a princess.
Enchanted.
Enchanted. I just see the prince.
Yes.
Every time he speaks,
James Marsden is a beloved actor who deserves way more flowers.
Mm-hmm. Deserves.
Because he is another one. He could have phoned it in because he's acting with an animated character.
Yeah.
But he delivers his lines as a father with such sincerity that for makes real. These movies that much better. Yeah. In the third movie, during the climax, when he yells, he genuinely sounds scared.
Concerned, yeah.
Yes.
So
no,
like
he I'm so proud
he's
of him.
So,
what a cutie patootie.
He's such a good actor. And I oh my God, now I'm gonna go on a rant. The reason he got squandered is because the X-Men movies didn't care about Cyclops, which is a fucking mistake. Because the reason why everyone thinks Wolverine is the leader when Wolverine is not fit to be a fucking leader is because of X3 when they fucking kill off Cyclops off screen. And that's the reason why James Marsden isn't recognized. Because everyone's like, oh, Cyclops, Fuck.
Well,
it literally doesn't matter. I know what Kayla's thinking, and it doesn't matter what you think because he's the fucking leader.
We've gotten into this fight before. It's not even a fight. It's not a fight. It's a personal preference. I'm not saying that Wolverine's built to be a leader. He's not. He has anger issues, and he must go to therapy. I understand this. Okay,
he's a homewrecker.
Yeah.
That's his call space.
No, you're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. Cyclops just isn't my favorite X-Men. I've never been particularly a fan of him. But maybe that's because most of my Cyclops interactions was from the show when they were teenagers. Like that was my favorite X-Men Evolution was like my favorite adaptation of the comics because I used to read the comics with my dad when I was a kid. I just liked that version and I just fuck up with whatever. But I was also never a big fan of Phoenix either. Like I don't care about her. My favorite character has always been Rogue.
This is not about X-Men. I'm just talking about James Marsden.
I know. I'm just saying that's the fight that we would have gotten into because every single time my brother and Andre are both really big fans of Cyclops and then we get into that. But yes, at the end of the day, James, you did a great job. You're a great father to Sonic. I don't even know if he's a father in real life, but I'm sure he is a great father in real life too.
Okay, but yes, during that scene, that B plot wedding, okay,
which I still think is funny.
I think her sister. I think name it's is funny, what, Jessica.
It might be Jessica.
I think it's Jessica.
We're gonna call her Jessica.
Jessica and Shamar Moore.
Yes. My thing though is like, yeah, like Zoe said, like Sonic and Tails get captured, and then immediately goes to the B plot, and it just kind of sits there for a while.
It sits there for like 15 minutes,
and you have this moment where Jessica, if that is actually her name in the movie, mm-hmm. has this like slow motion action sequence, and I go, what the fuck am I watching right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what am I watching for real?
I do think, yeah. I think the biggest problem with these movies is that there are points where the writers are doing their thing, and then someone tells them, hey, remember, this is a kids movie.
Yeah.
So then there's, I rolled my eyes at the dance off in the second movie. I really did. I did not care for it.
At Sonic but and Tails?
In the third.
I did. The third one. I'm sorry.
So here's the thing.
We'll get to it. Oh, we'll get to it. I'm sorry.
We will get to it.
Not my Jim Carrey dance off. Go on. Talk about the little Tails one.
In the second one, I know it's to show off that Tails can hold his own.
Yes.
And I get that. I just feel like they could have done it in a way that wasn't so... Like, the Russian guy dancing, I don't know. It just felt stupid. I really don't.
It just felt very kids movie.
Yeah.
So you can't get mad at it because it is a kids movie.
No, I can. No. Okay, now here's another rant.
Because, I just don't understand why it has to be a rant.
Because my favorite thing about... And I said this in my Inside Out 2 review.
Just because you don't want to talk down.
Just because it's a kids movie doesn't mean that you have to treat your kids like little babies.
Okay, and I understand that. And I think that in most of the movie, they're just talking to kids as if, like, they're talking to children, not at children for most of the movie. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, children are still children, and they do like a little silly, goofy time.
But again,
give them one little dance off.
That's not what kids go to Sonic for, bro. It's just not. It's really much... Like, oh, this
I need you to think about that, think about the average family going to the Sonic movies,
mm-hmm.
and there's an older sibling, we're going to call them about like 9 to 10 years old, fans mm-hmm. of Sonic, and then they have a younger sibling that's about 4 to 5 years old going to Sonic, because that's an average,
yeah,
like... age difference, right? The older one's going to absorb Sonic in one way, and the younger one is going to need something to hold their attention so their parents don't have to drag them out of the movie theater screaming their eyeballs out. This movie takes care of both in that way. I'm thinking about it for families because it's a family movie. It just hit my mic.
I'm also thinking about why my sister, as a three-year-old, why did she retain all of Finding Nemo without a dance-off, right?
Okay, but Finding Nemo is art. Let's
fair. Exactly, but it's a kids movie.
But like, even
not all kids movies give Finding Nemo.
But like, I'll say this: the kids that I teach, and funny enough, I'm gonna go see them tomorrow on Tuesday when we go back to school.
Yeah,
they would have liked that scene, and one of the main things they retained from the Deadpool and Wolverine movie was the dance scene.
Yeah.
I think that's an entirely different context.
I guess, but like,
because he's also mutilating people during that dance scene.
But he's still dancing. It's still a goofy, fun time, though.
You have to remember that, like, directors are like, what are the kids into these days? Whether they interpret it in the best version, which would be like a Deadpool Wolverine, or the worst version, which I don't know what that is, but I'm sure there's worse ones than the Tails and Sonic one.
I bet.
There definitely is. At the end of the day, adults will go, what's making money? Oh, dance scenes, you say. Put that in the movie. And they're going to put it in the movie because kids will still enjoy it. So I'm saying you can't knock it down a peg for something that
most
little kids are going to enjoy.
Okay, no, I said I can.
You can't because you're a bitter Betty, but it's fine. No reference to anybody in our real life.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so listeners. I don't. Yeah, I'm gonna stand my ground that like I used
I'm gonna,
to.
I'm gonna.
Oh my god! Every
guys, time out. Time out.
I just I can't even live.
Time out.
My eyes switching. Dude.
Oh my god, dude! Happy New Year, everyone. We're back to the
Happy
same
New
moment.
Year. It's the same shenanigans.
We're back to Zoe and Kayla arguing on the podcast.
I can't even breathe.
I can't even.
You can't to you.
Oh my god. Oh my god, bro. Okay. Oh man, listeners, you need to go back if you can. For anybody listening, go back to our previous episodes when Kayla first joined the pod and count how many times her and Zoe have an argument. In each episode.
That's a
I think it'd be
great
a very
game.
Funny game to play.
We so should, we okay. I say, hold up. This is the first podcast of 2025. This will be my first full year recording with you guys. I feel like at the end of the year, we should clip all the time that Andre and I get into arguments.
That's a good one.
And just like, you know, count it off. Best arguments of the year, 2025.
Yeah.
And here's the first one because you can't. Shut up and let me make a point for two goddamn minutes.
Shut up.
I don't. The thing is.
The Kayla and Zoe supercut. I already see it now. Okay.
But we go immediately back into laughing. It's a beautiful. I don't even know what to call it.
For sure.
Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying because you interrupted me.
It's okay. We can go to Sonic 3.
Okay, fine. Sonic 3 was great because we got double the gym. That's my main line. And I remember exactly where we were going. How dare you not like the Jim Carrey dancing scene?
All right, can I go on my Sonic 3 explanation?
Go ahead.
It's gonna
It'll be
long
wrong,
one.
But yeah.
I guess fair. I guess. It'll be kind of
fight
long.
With you. It's
okay.
Not the same.
So I texted Zoe during the movie. I think I went to go see it at like 5:30. I think
before
y'all's showing was like 7:30.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And so I texted Zoe in the middle of the movie and I said, this movie is just Shadow the Hedgehog aura farming the movie.
Yeah.
He just has so many moments where he's posing.
He's so cool.
Or
he's so
doing
cute.
Some cool shit. And he's just kind of like, he's flying around and beating the guards up, or he's kicking the pistol up and holding it to the screen, or Akira slides on a fucking building.
Fucking building.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Or he's saying, revenge guac. Come on, Keon.
Right. I texted Zoe, I think before, I finished watching Sonic 2, mm-hmm. and I texted Zoe and I said, I feel like Sonic 3 is going to be, they're going to pump so much cool shadow moments into the movie that people are going to just not realize that Sonic 3 is not a great movie. And I was correct. And I'm sorry.
I beg your finest pardon. It's the best of the three.
I think the cool factor of Shadow carries a lot of the movie. I
agree.
I don't think it's a. But again, when I talk about the Sonic movies in general, I'm not talking about them like they're this cinematic,
fantastic,
cinematic masterpieces. I'm talking to like, are they entertaining movies? And all three are very entertaining movies. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say they're not. I just think that. What they tried to do is just be like, okay, we're going to try to make this like Shadow is the reason why you're here watching this movie. So we're just going to say some of this other stuff we're not really going to care about. It's just going to be Shadow's movie, honestly. And I think that that's fine.
It's Shadow's movie and also the movie where Eggman truly becomes Eggman.
Yeah.
And he fully completes his like character arc.
Yes.
And at the end when he blows himself up in space, there's literally no way they can bring Jim Carrey back unless they just say, they say Eggman's just, look.
They can and they will.
There are different Eggmen in the games and they are explained as his descendants.
Yeah. And I will say, okay, continuing with it, right? There are two big things that I think you guys are going to be a little upset about. and I kind of want to get this out of the way. And for those that are watching or listening, you might be very angry with me when I say this, but I don't really care. It just is what it is.
Sass.
I don't like Keanu Reeves' Shadow.
Whoa.
I need you to explain why, because why?
It's, look, in theory, I thought it was a great casting choice.
Okay.
In practice, I just didn't vibe with it that well.
Who's your voice actor pick for him? Because you need to replace. I feel like you need to give us what did he sound like in your head?
Like his video game voice actor,
Roger Craig Smith.
Yes. And so here's my thing. Okay. Keanu Reeves as an actor is phenomenal. But you have to admit that his delivery of his lines in most of his films are a little bit choppy and a little bit awkward.
Okay. Correct. I was about to say, Keanu Reeves is a perfect human being. He's an okay actor. But because he's such a phenomenal human being, I will watch any and everything he does because I support him. I don't think he's that great of an actor. I think he's a good actor.
You know what but the first thing I said when we left the theater, do you remember, Kayla?
No.
I said, why was this one of his better performances?
Yes.
He sounds like he's acting, actually.
He is giving because he cares about Shadow.
I mean, let me continue. Because you have to admit that as an actor, his delivery of his lines in live action, Matrix, Agreed. John Wick, Agreed. Whatever, and Speed as well. His delivery is choppy and he sounds awkward. It's not a bad thing because that's who he is. That's the character he's portraying. And
that's
all
the character he's playing,
most of his roles like have been in that kind of realm, and I don't dislike any of his characters. Even Johnny Silverhands in Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
But because I can see his face in all of those roles, it doesn't bother me as much. But when you have Sonic, Tails, and even Idris Elba's Knuckles having very fluid in their delivery of their lines, and for the tone and pace of the movie of Sonic 3, Shadow just doesn't, or Keanu Reeves' Shadow doesn't really click when it comes to the conversation and interaction between the three characters. Like, Sonic has this just a really great
deep moment.
Conflict. Like flow, like he can enunciate himself. He flows really well, and then Shadow talks like this and delivers a lot. I'm like, I'm out of it.
I feel like, I mean, so a lot of Keanu Reeves' characters are more like, I'm gonna punch you, and then maybe I'll talk to you while I'm punching you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what what Shadow is in these movies. Like, he came to this planet early. He has been there alone. He did not get a lot of social interaction. He doesn't remember where he's from. So his lines are choppy because he's thinking about everything he's saying before he's saying it. Like, I feel like he's contemplating every single thing he's trying to say. And most of his interactions with human beings was with Maria. And yeah. I'm sure she did more of the talking and he just sat and listened. Mm-hmm. So fair. Him not being as talkative and Maria. Being very like short with his little word bubbles, like being like, you're weird. That's the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere with it. That makes sense to me. He's a hedgehog of few words, as is like any other of Keanu Reeves' characters, to be fair. I think he did a great job. I think it was so cute. I love my Hot Topic hedgehog. And the whole, like, but again, I didn't even go to the movie for Shadow. I went for Jim Carrey. Double the Jim.
Fair. Great. Here's my other thing.
Yeah, tell me about why you don't like the dance sequence.
It's not that I didn't like the dance scene. I think that, here's my thing. I didn't like the two Jim Carreys in a way because I feel like it was a weird way to connect Shadow and Maria. and Robotnik, if that makes sense. It was a weird way to connect them. Like, just having, like, because, you know, they've been following similar, like, not exact one-to-one story beats this entire time. Uh-huh. Just similar story beats. And then they just kind of go, yeah, we're going to make, for the sake of Dr. Robotnik's full character arc circle, we're going to have a second Robotnik that's his father or grandfather.
Yeah.
And in order to connect Shadow to the rest of the story, we're going to make sure that Robotnik, that the grandfather Robotnik's daughter was Maria, and then we could connect it that way.
I mean, that, I was, but that's like, in the game.
I didn't. Is it in the game?
It is.
Is that real?
She's Maria Robotnik, yeah.
I did not. Okay, I guess I just hadn't played the game in that long. Because I didn't realize that.
It's in lore. There is a deep... I don't remember what scene. It might have been a show where it's Eggman from the games and he's having a super serious conversation with someone and he's like, yeah, I did not know my cousin. He's talking about Maria.
Oh,
they are in lore, they're cousins.
Did not realize that. Okay. So I guess it does. Okay. So in hindsight, not that mad about it as I originally was.
Okay. I also thought that all the interactions were hilarious. Like all the different nicknames that he was giving his great grandfather Robotnik. I thought that was hilarious. It was so good. And when they had that like breaking the fourth wall moment where it's like it's the same actor playing a character in a
different
movie.
Characters.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. The dance. Okay. But I will say the dance scene went on for longer than I had thought it was going to go for. I was like,
I've rewatched it on TikTok so many times. I'm not gonna lie to you. I watched it last night.
When they started dancing, I did roll my eyes.
Okay.
I stepped forward in my chair.
I was annoyed. I was like, we're doing this again.
Again.
But
Jim Carrey asked for it.
I will have to elaborate. The reason why I don't like the one in the second movie more is because the one in the second movie is to Uptown Funk. It is the most generic, overplayed, kids will like this song.
Yeah.
Right.
In the third movie, it's Galvanized by the Chemical Brothers, and that's a good fucking song.
It sounds like Q-Tip is on that song. Is he on that song?
Or
no?
He is.
Okay, I figured. My finger is on the button.
That is a great fucking song. So I was like enjoying it a little because I like the song, but them wearing the fucking suits that reflect the... I was like, ugh.
Okay.
He's going on. I'm going, yes. It was so cute. The song is really catchy. It's been in my head. But it's so funny because one of our friends right now is obsessed with trying to get me to watch all the Mission Impossible movies because I've never seen them. And it's because I don't particularly care for Tom Cruise.
Different conversation, different day.
Different conversation, different day. But hold on. But... I am impressed by Jim Carrey's dance moves so much in the Sonic 3 movie that I just loved that scene so much. And she keeps trying to tell me like, oh, but you don't care about Tom Cruise doing his own stunts? And I'm like, no, but I care about Jim Carrey doing his own dance. And he did a great job. And I think it was such a fun bit to the movie.
I will say I am on Alexa's side because hearing you say that did send a wave of anger through my body.
I know. I don't care. I think, but the thing is, we're not going to get into this because, again, different fight, different day. But I thought it was a cute, it's a.
You view art different than I do. And that's fine. It's fine.
View art different than you do. Cool. Okay.
You do.
Taylor, I do.
And that's fine.
I'm not going to get to that.
Here we go. I'm about to say, whoever's listening, timestamp it right now.
No, we're not fighting. I'm absorbing what he said.
Okay. Yeah. So in hindsight, I'm not as mad about the double robotic thing as I was originally because for lore implications, it actually does make sense. At first, I was like, when I was watching, I was like, this doesn't make any sense. I was like, what? Why? Like, why are you trying to connect this?
Did you ever play the Shadow game?
I did, and I just forgot. Yeah. But I played on the GameCube when I was, what, like 12?
So did I.
The perfect console.
So, like, I don't remember all of it. And even in the, like, when you watch the SnapCube fan dub, like, they don't mention that at all either.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I was about to say, though. So those are about the two biggest gripes I had were just, like, the Robotnik thing with the dance. The dance scene was, like, whatever. The two Robotniks was kind of, like, it was funny. At times, it got just a teensy bit annoying. Their final fight, where they're just, like, just doing shit for the hell of it, I was like, okay, like, let's get on to the real show, which is Super Sonic and Super Shadow throwing hands. I need to see more of that.
I didn't care about, like, the Scorpion Tail.
Their
like,
fight sucked. Fight I'm sorry.
Like, I was like, what is this? I was confused at that. Now, I have a question. When Shadow was pushing the ship and his little gold bracelets come off, I didn't even know they could come off.
Those are power inhibitors, right?
I thought that was a part of his design.
Those are power inhibitors, correct? Like they kind of retain his powers, and once he takes them off, like
they,
he's more.
They did. The scientists did give him those gold bracelets.
See, I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, he broke off his bracelet. Is this like a genie situation? Like now he's free? Like what's happening here?
It's like Rock Lee dropping Lee against Gaara.
Right. I was thinking more of like the genie in Aladdin. Like I've released my gold cuffs. I'm free. But it's more Rock Lee. Like I'm dropping these weights. I'm the strongest person in the world now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I was just like, this wasn't explained to me, and I saw the little bracelets the whole time, so I just assumed it was an outfit choice.
Yeah.
I also just love that Shadow has a gun. I think that's the funniest thing to me. That's like, Sonic, I may not be as fast as you, even though he is faster, but what I got is this gun.
Yeah. I mean, just they put a lot more action to this third movie than they did in like the other two. Like obviously, like they kind of had it a little bit with Knuckles and Sonic fighting in the second movie. Obviously, they have their big like bombastic Sonic versus Robotnik mecha fight in the first one. That was kind of action packed, but like whatever. Dog, every fight between Sonic and Shadow in this movie was phenomenal, especially last one where they're fighting as like Super Sonic and Super Shadow was like amazing.
Yeah,
like
that was very
flying
fun.
Around across the entire world.
They did the Superman punch. They did the Superman punch.
The Superman punch that knocked out the Emerald.
Douche, douche, douche. It's so good.
Yeah, they did the punch that knocked out the Emeralds was a great, nice touch because it's kind of similar to the games. And then their fights were just phenomenal. I will say, I did not like the two Robotnik fight. I felt like that dragged and it kind of cut in between the Sonic and Shadow fight. That kind of just ruined it for me. But Grandfather Robotnik's death had me crying laughing in the movie theater.
Right.
They made it sound like a fucking bug zapper.
Like a mosquito against a bug zapper, yeah.
I think that me, Andre, and Sam all just went, ooh. At the same time, they're like, oh, that's it? Okay, cool.
No facts. That's what I did. I literally, it happened. I think it's because also the movie theater I was in was like relatively empty. So like, it was just like me and like one of their family was in there. And I'm like in the back by myself. And it happens. And I sit up in my chair and I go, what? And I'm just crying laughing in the movie theater. Because I was like, all right. I didn't think that they'd kill him like that. I thought he would just be like defeated and then something would happen and he would just like the Grandpa Robotnik would just, I don't know, have some kind of moment with his son or something like that. And they would like sacrifice together, but he just like knocks him into the reactor and he just goes, boom, and I go, did they just kill him like that?
It's like, is he dead for real? I thought because they were on a bridge, it was going to be a Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker death. That's what I was expecting. Like Grandpa Robotnik was going to fall into the depths of the spaceship and then maybe fade into oblivion. Yeah. They were like, nope. And then that was it. I was like, you know what? You know what? We've resolved the problem. So we're fine.
Yeah. Super funny. But I don't know. That's just my review of Shadow. If I had to give it like the star, I think I gave it 3 stars, maybe 2.5. I think it's just because of like, I feel like they just put so much into
emphasis.
Shadow that they kind of like, not necessarily neglected the other parts of the movie, but just like, I don't know, didn't really put that much stock in some of the other B plot stuff. And then obviously you had to add the Tom and Maggie segment. I just knew at some point they were going to come into the movie. And I do think it was funny them being bored the entire time.
I like how they're implemented in the movie, if I'm being honest.
Yes. And in this one specifically, yes.
Very much parents.
Taylor, have you seen that meme of Will Smith and iRobot asking the questions?
Yes.
The one specifically, do we have good character development and good writing? And the robot's like, nah, we got aura. That's this movie.
For real. It's just Shadow the Hedgehog aura farming the movie. And again, I don't hate it, actually. I really don't hate it. I think if that's what you're trying to go for, because you know it's going to put butts in seats, then by all means, have as many aura moments of Shadow as possible in that movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is my interpretation. I don't think the movie's bad. It's enjoyable.
Do you think they're ever going to bring in the Chaotix? SBO Vector and Charmy B.
The thing is, they would have to get rid of Tom and Maggie to do that.
I think so.
Because, are you going to bring all of them to Green Hills?
Yeah.
Maybe they go on an adventure and they have to leave Green Hills. Like, maybe they're not their kids anymore, or they go off on their own thing, and that's why they don't have Tom and Maddie anymore. But remember before the podcast, I was going to tell you something, and I'm like, oh, I'll wait until I put it into the podcast. On New Year's, we were talking about Sonic 3. Or Sonic in general. And Andre was like, what Sonic character do you think I am? And he had mentioned, like, oh, do you think I'm like Shadow or da da da? I'm like, no, you're not edgy like Shadow. Like, that's
I didn't
not
say
who you
Shadow.
Are.
I said Knuckles.
Thank you, Knuckles. And I was like, yeah, maybe. I think that Andre is like Vector.
I can see that.
And that is who I see him as. And to fit the other, friend group, yes, I guess he fits like Knuckles in our friend group, but in my heart, I'm always going to see him as Vector. And then he said that I was like Amy, and I was okay with that answer.
Taylor's like Espio.
The purple chameleon, the little ninja one. Yeah.
And if I'm Vector and he's Espio, sorry, Kayla, you're Charmy B.
You're Charmy for sure.
And you know what? I'm also super okay with that because Charmy B is adorable. Yeah, we were just trying to figure out who everybody was. And again, because TikTok knows me and what I'm into currently, because the hyperfixation is hyperfixationing, it keeps sending me your month, your Sonic character. And I'm like, hee hee hee. And I've gotten Shadow a few times, which I mean, I love because I also love putting on fun makeup, just like Shadow, his little red eyeliner. and I would like to think that I'm edgy, and I'm not. But I keep seeing all of my friends in different months and different styles. And my brother, we kept saying my brother was Jet, and he's been Jet in almost every Sonic. And
that's
funny. So we're accurate.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I mean, like bring the Chaotix in, but I feel like before you do that, you'd have to bring in Rouge the Bat, and then probably
people
bring
are
in,
asking for Rouge the Bat,
and then maybe and maybe are Silver.
They, are they gonna, are they gonna are they gonna give her titties?
Okay, someone was doing a review about the Sonic movie, and they were like, "Okay, how are we going to make Rouge family appropriate without taking away what makes her Rouge the Bat?"
Yeah,
and that's very hard to do.
She's very sexy.
Would we take anything away from Jessica Rabbit? No, we would not. So we should not take anything away from Rouge the Bat.
But
it's
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is not a kid movie.
It is.
It was marketed for children.
So you know what's crazy?
Are we for
it's
real
rated,
right now?
It's rated PG.
Get the fuck.
But
a different time.
PG in the 80s is not PG now.
Yeah, right. That's right, funny. Right, right. Right, right, right.
Ah, dang.
But I'm
nuts.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. We can't get mad at Rouge. Let her be there, titty and all,
and
as she
very,
should be.
And you're very one polygonal titty.
Here's the thing. For Sonic X in...
Oh, boy.
I don't remember if they did it for America or if they did it for Japan. They did the one line of cleavage, because it's an animated show, they colored it in.
So it's just like a heart in front.
Oh,
chest.
so it's just flat. But I know. I mean,
the titty. It's Uniboob.
Yeah, it's Uniboob. I mean, that is a safe way to make a character still have a chest but not be provocative. Provocative. I'm saying with air quotes for those who are listening.
Yes. Provocative in quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want to fuck the bat. I need to make that clear.
Other people would argue otherwise. Not argue that you would, but I'm saying, but other people like Rouge is their girl, you know.
Oh my god.
Are there any Sonic characters that make me feel that way?
I would hope not.
I don't think so. I think they're all my kids.
I'm about to say, like, the only one I could genuinely think of, but just because he's big, would be Vector. That's it. Or maybe no. Big the Cat.
No, the only gator that Foggy. I'm in love with is Monty Gator from FNAF. That's a whole other thing.
Oh my god.
All right. I'm about to say, no love for Big the Cat?
Who's that one?
He's part of Amy's friend group. And he talks like this. Floggy. I found you.
Oh, I remember hating him. In fact, I hated him forever. Most people I don't hate like him.
Wow.
Most I don't like him. I don't like his design. His eyes are, well, actually, his eyes are giving.
I just realized I could do a great Big the Cat impression.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't like him. I'm sure that's
funny Easter egg. I don't know if you know this, Taylor. He's hidden in almost every single level in Sonic Adventure 2. And you
Big
like
the Cat?
Yes, visible. Like you can find him.
You can okay. I thought
he's just chilling in the background?
It doesn't do anything. It's not like if you find him, it's a collectible. He's just there.
Aww.
Oh, it's kind of like how what's his name? Yeah, it's kind of like what's his name is like looking at the camera in every shot in My Hero Academia.
Yes, <It's> like, <what? laughs> the belly button kid.
Yeah, but like the belly laser guy. Are you looking him up right now, Kayla?
No, I'm actually looking up the rest of Amy's team.
Okay. Oh,
Cream.
Yeah,
Cream.
And the little hold on the other one.
The Chow cheese
with the boomerang.
Oh, Sticks.
Thank you.
But she's only in Sonic Boom, which is a little sad because she's a funny character.
She's super character, cute. Yeah.
And she talks like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Cream is so cute.
I feel like we should watch Sonic Boom and just kind of give a review on it.
Sure.
Give it another go. I'm super down.
It should be on HBO, I think, because it's Cartoon Network.
The last thing I do want to say is I saw someone put up what their perfect voices for Amy in the fourth movie would sound like because it hasn't been announced.
Yes.
And the top contenders are the girl from Community with the big eyes.
Allison Brie.
Thank you.
I think she could do a good job because she's Unikitty in the Lego movies.
Yes. And I think that voice fits it well. Then it was Kristen Chenoweth. Is that how you say her last name?
Kristen Bell.
Which would be
another choice. I feel like she's too old.
I'm literally going 3-2-1. Like from what I've seen online, 3-2. Oh, I forgot who the first one is.
Kimiko Glenn.
Thank you.
Who is in Taylor? Have you seen Close Enough?
I've seen stuff about it. I haven't seen it. No.
The Asian girl in Close Enough.
Yeah.
Kimiko
the
Glenn.
The only person cannot.
She's great.
The only person that they cannot put. Is the girl who voiced the dragon
Awkwafina?
They cannot. Awkwafina. If they put Awkwafina as Amy,
what is he talking about?
I will be incredibly angry.
And that is where the gatekeeping conversation comes back in from last week's episode.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And I wasn't a part of that. So
yep.
Sorry.
What's going on?
Listen, Awkwafina. I think gets a lot of unnecessary hate because she does have some performances where she is good.
I think that she did great as the spider from Bad Guys.
But there was a point in her career where she was talking like that. Like
where she was like
what
the
is you
one Asian
about?
Character that just talked an av mm-hmm. for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I just don't think Amy's supposed to be like little and cute. It doesn't fit.
Here's my thing. And I need y'all to walk with me here.
We're walking.
Io from the bear as Amy.
She would be a great Amy too.
She would be a great Amy because she's precious.
She's
has to be precious.
She
to
was
play Amy.
Really funny as Envy in Inside Out 2.
Yes.
Correct.
So,
correct.
So because Io Edebiri is another actor who I've never seen her phone it in. She gives her all in everything that she does. So
she
I think
does.
I think she would be like, oh, this is funny, and like just have a really great time being Amy.
Yeah,
I think she's great.
I was so happy that they got her as a Disney voice, because that means if she's been one, she can be more. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to more performances, because Envy didn't have that many lines. But every line that she gave
was funny.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that she was in Big Top Burger on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've seen her grow.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah. I think she'd be perfect. I saw somebody say she should be Rouge the Bat, and I was like, I don't really see that one.
No. Rouge the Bat has to be sassy and sensual.
Yeah. She could, she could also be, Io could also be, what's the other, the girl that's with Silver in
Blaze?
Sonic 06. Blaze.
The purple rabbit?
I could see her as Blaze.
She's a cat.
Yeah. Or
she's a cat?
Blaze the cat, yeah. Well,
Blaze
her ears are so long.
Blaze is supposed to be a little more serious.
Yeah.
True. I don't know. I think one of those two could be perfect for her. I think
you're thinking of the ribbons in her hair, Kayla.
Yeah, maybe. Because
she's Blaze the cat.
You're looking her up.
I'm looking at, because in my head I see long ears.
I love Blaze's design. I think she's awesome.
I'm thinking of her actual ponytail.
And she has.
She does have cat ears, but the ponytail in her hair.
She has fire.
I thought
powers.
Was her ears pulled back. Okay.
Every time I see Blaze, I think the Snapcube fandoms have ruined some of these characters for me.
Yeah.
Because whenever I see Blaze, I just think about the. Oh my God! Is that what a house looks like?
Yeah.
All around me are familiar.
Or there's the one where they're in the future, and she goes, "Silver, the Chipotle's that way," and he goes,
"Oh no." No, it was the Denny's. It was like, oh, the Denny's is that way. And Silver goes, oh my God, a grand slam.
Oh my God, Kayla, I have to go over and we have to watch these. They're so good.
They're so funny.
Yeah, I'm very lost, but I revel in your joy.
It's a group of friends and they're all in a Discord call.
Okay.
And they watch the cutscenes of a specific Sonic game.
Okay.
On mute, and they voice them over without a script.
I've seen some of those. Yes,
they're
yes.
So funny.
I
so hilarious.
That's where fucking hey, Shadow, it's me, the devil from the Bible. That's where
people
that comes
have
from.
Put some of those clips over, like when they're all playing Uno online, and then they put different Sonic characters as I'm playing that audio while they're playing Uno. Yes,
I'm here to convince you to do sin.
Yeah.
I know you guys. I know you guys can be with the power of friendship, but I am the devil from Bible.
The Bible. Yes, 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 yes. I've seen that.
Ah, so this is Tilted Towers.
Dog, I'm about to watch that again. That shit is so funny.
Yeah, they're so good.
All right, y'all got anything else? Because we do have to film another episode.
It's about that time.
It's about that time.
About that time. Kayla, did you listen to the episode last week?
I did not, actually.
I wanted to just really quick hear your thoughts on maybe the Harley Quinn fart comic.
So here's the thing.
Because you are you are a big clown girl.
I am a big clown girl. But because of, again, who I am, I end up on really weird corners of the internet.
I know.
On TikTok. And I've seen this one guy who I don't believe is joking. He has two figurines.
Oh!
I forget who one of them is, but one of them is Harley Quinn. And before this comic ever came out, this man has been making jokes, or they're real, jokes and air quotes.
I think they're real.
And I think they're real. He has said, Harley, you cannot be like farting without me. I have asked you to fart 1,000 times and you have to save your farts for later when we're alone. So I've seen those videos and I'm like, is this a joke? Is this real? But I must watch because it's kind of like a it's like a car accident that you can't like turn away from, but you gotta see. So fair. I've seen those videos pop up on my For You page several times. When the comic came out of this, I was like, surely this is a joke. Mm-mm. And someone made this fake comic for this man who is famous on the internet with millions of likes because of this joke about Harley farting. But it's real.
Yeah.
And it's got scratch and sniff.
That was actually really involuntary. You know, I am not the audience for that comic. And I feel bad for the people who read comics on the regular and have to now have that be a part of their universe. It doesn't affect me per se. But it is crazy that they did that.
Yeah.
And that man who does make those TikToks, I'm sure, is going to collect every single comic of it.
Oh, for sure.
He's going to have a great time. So for those of you in the fart-loving community, I mean, have a blast. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, y'all got anything else about the Sonic movies?
Sonic was cool.
I had a great time watching it. It was so
they're
cute.
Fun. They're fun.
They're just really cute.
If you Sonic, I would suggest you watch them. If you are miserable about movies, don't watch them.
Right. If you want to have a good time, go watch the movies. Yeah. They're a fun, enjoyable experience. Well, all right. That's all for today. I've been Nostalgia, aka Taylor, as told by Zoe and Shadow. Give him one little quick wave to the camera, buddy.
Oh, I knew
it. And Kay likes everything. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
See ya.
Bye.